And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here are a few numbers to put the trial of North Carolina's voter suppression law passed in 2013 in perspective. The bill was 50 pages long and included a strict voter photo ID provision, end of same-day registration, end of pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds, and an end to out-of-precinct provisional voting. 25 days ago, state lawmakers abruptly changed the voter ID requirements in advance of the federal trial, now allowing voters lacking a photo ID to cast a provisional ballot once they've signed a statement indicating they had a reasonable impediment to getting such an ID. 17 days used to be allowed for early voting before the passage of the 2013 law. Now there are only 10 days to vote early. An estimated 90,000 voters relied on same-day registration to cast a ballot during presidential elections when same-day registration was available. The law passed in 2013 ended that opportunity to register and vote on the same day. State lawmakers clearly made it more difficult for many people to vote, and that was wrong. The court is now trying to decide if it was also unconstitutional. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.